This is 7AD. Now, if you love your opera, particularly if you love Pavarotti, Domingo and Carreras, the three tenors, we've got a big show coming up at the Parranapple Arts Centre in Devonport. It's on Saturday the 22nd. It's called The Big Three, featuring the music of those famous tenors. To tell us more, narrator Chris McKenna, hello.
Hello, Darren. How are you going?
All right.
Well, I double as the narrator and the producer of the production. And basically, it is, as you said, the great tenors. But we don't necessarily stop at Domingo, Carreras or Pavarotti, because there's a little bit of Mario Lanza in there. There's a little bit of Caruso in there. There's a little bit of a whole stack of them. And for all intents and purposes, we try and stress that it's not a stuffy opera show.
Yeah, and you'll actually have imagery projected behind on the big screen, right?
Yeah, we have some lovely images behind our two fabulous singers. One is our tenor, Roy Best, who's currently one of Australia's finest tenors. I mean, Roy has a fascinating career. He started out as a motor mechanic about 25 years ago and was discovered on ABC Television's Opportunity Oz, which was a television program that scoured the country to find opera singers who had regular day jobs at that time. And they discovered Roy Best, who was a motor mechanic and a racing car driver, believe it or not. And anyway, Roy came in the final two of that competition. And one of the prizes was that he got to be a guest role with Opera Australia. Well, that just opened the door. And he's since gone on to sing leading roles with Opera Australia, the Victorian Opera. And is currently guest soloist with the Australian Pops Orchestra. So he possesses one of the finest tenor voices today in Australia. And then alongside Roy will be Alison Jones, born in country Victoria, but has sung all over the world, including leading roles on the West End of London. So she kind of plays all the leading ladies that Pavarotti, Domingo and Carreras sang with. And it's a great story. You know, there's a lot of narrative about how they grew up, how they became singers. You know, many people don't know that when Pavarotti was in 7 years of vocal training, he actually couldn't read music, which is phenomenal for a man who ended up, you know, doing the roles he did.
Yeah.
And then we get into the back half of the show is more the lighter musical theatre stuff. I mean, Carreras had a big career when he crossed over from the opera genre into musical theatre. He recorded an album of West Side Story with Dame Kiri Takanua. And, well, that sold over about 5 million copies worldwide. So it's a great show, a lot of great hits. The audience are going to have a fabulous time. And it's a special concert for Seniors Month in Tasmania in October. And we're very happy to be back at the Parranapple Arts Centre on a special matinee performance.
Yeah, so at 2 o'clock on that Saturday, isn't it?
It's at 2 p.m. It's straight through, finishing about 80 minutes later. And I know Debbie Kershaw and the team there at Parranapple, they do a first class job, and always the sound and lighting is very schmick. And so it's a beautiful show. It's one that we've toured right around Australia. It's a fabulous, fabulous show. It's just kind of a follow-up to a recording that Alison and Roy Best made called The Great Tenors, and they've sold thousands of CDs right around Australia.
Well, the star of the show, no doubt, is the music. Timeless songs, right?
There is some classics. I mean, if you're an opera buff, there's things like Nessun Dorma, which has been voted the greatest tenor aria ever written for the stage.
Yep.
There is the beautiful drinking song from La Traviata. Alison Jones does a beautiful "Oh My Beloved Father," which in Italian, of course, is "O Mio Bambino Caro." And then we get down to songs like "Did You Know That?" Not many people would know that Placido Domingo's favourite musical was "Man of La Mancha." So we do a little nod to Placido with a wonderful arrangement of Impossible Dream, Some Enchanted Evening, If I Loved You from Carousel, and of course there's The Beautiful Time to Say Goodbye, which was made famous by Andre Bocelli.
Yes, what a song.
Yeah, magnificent song. And so that's sort of, you know, sort of kind of hit after hit after hit. We have a wonderful musical director, William Schmidt, on piano, who is a concert virtuoso. He's a young piano player on the rise in Australia, and he's won many, many awards for his playing. So he's worth the ticket alone just to hear him play. It's just beautiful.
Sounds brilliant. And what a great venue that is too, that great little theatre. It's awesome. The sound, you mentioned the sound before, it's just terrific. The great acoustics, those voices will be booming around that room.
Oh, they will soar. And it's going to be a lovely afternoon, and people can book on the website, or they can phone the Parramatta Arts Centre, and I think they're in for a real treat. There's some really high-class singing, some gorgeous visuals on the big screen, and there's a few loads of laughs in there as well. So we have a great time.
All right, so it's a matinee show, 2 p.m. Saturday, October 22, at the Parramatta Arts Centre, put on by Promac Productions Australia, and it's called The Great Tenors, and we're giving away some free tickets all this week on 7AD, so stay tuned. Okay, Chris, thanks very much.
Oh, my pleasure, Darren. Lovely to talk to you.